are tuned to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is another edition of Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and once again, I am honored to have in the studio with me the Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, Mary Melick. Mary, welcome back.
Thank you.
And the Board President for United Way of Hastings, Matt Hedrick. Matt, it's good to have you, sir.
Good to be here. Thanks, Mike.
In our last segment, we talked a lot about the One Pill Can Kill sessions that have been going on since April 26th, with the last one wrapping up here pretty soon. At this point, for this segment, what I'd like to talk a little bit about is some of the other things that are going on with United Way of Hastings. I know we're getting to the end of a school year. We have sign-ups for the banner campaign going on. Mm-hmm. And also like to cover a little bit about maybe finding people to serve on the board of directors for United Way of Hastings.
Right.
Let's start with the campaign sponsorships. The information I have here says you've extended a deadline for those. Let's go over that a little bit.
Right. Well, it's hard to believe that we're already planning for our campaign this fall, but it does take a few months to get things in place.
Right.
And one of those items that we want to get in place is, of course, our Live United banners, because everyone loves the banners. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the large 12-foot by 4-foot banners where they have people's pictures on them. And so our local businesses have really helped us out over the years to sign up for those banner sponsorships and get their picture taken and really, you know, put out there to the community that they support the community and that they support United Way and so on. So we sent a request out to area businesses asking them to sign up again this year. And if they haven't signed up to be a banner sponsor, we want them mm-hmm. to be a banner sponsor. I think last year we had about 50 banners.
It was something
all
like
around
that, yeah.
town. And it's just a really good display of community. We display the banners at the first home football game. So there's thousands of people at that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we give them a lot of exposure because their banners can be up for 90 days. Mm-hmm. And so, we'd like some more businesses to sign up. We've extended the deadline from the middle of April to the end of May with all of our events going on.
Sure.
We got a little bit behind with processing some of these and want to get back out in the community and explain how important it is for these businesses to have this great opportunity for advertising too. Mm-hmm. It's really worth the funds that they would spend, the $500 for a banner, and given how long the banners can go up, plus they mm-hmm. can get a JPEG and put it out on their website. So
sure.
It's such a good program, not only for us as the recipient, but also for businesses. We really try to make it a win-win because they can use their advertising dollars towards that, and
right.
it's a really good deal.
Right, and people need to understand also that the work that United Way of Hastings does will in some way or another contribute to a workforce that is better adapted or suited to working in the area.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right, absolutely.
If you have, you know, employees that are maybe having food issues or something like that, United Way of Hastings has helped that. So that's kind of like an intangible return on investment for that.
Yeah, absolutely. We work with a lot of the businesses in Hastings and a mm-hmm. lot of the employers. And you know, sometimes your employees go through difficult times.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone, you know, has experienced some difficult times. And so we want to be there to continue to help our employers and their employees to be healthy and, you know, successful mm-hmm. and, you know, do a great job at their work and also when they get home too. You know, there are quite a few people that actually work in Hastings. Not everyone drives to the cities
right.
for a job. And, you know, the home life too is super important. If you're raising mm-hmm. kids and being able to have that health and wellness going on at home too, there's a lot of initiatives that we put in place to help with that. You had mentioned earlier the Helping Kids Succeed initiative and how important it is to have those five anchors in your life. We call it the rule of five. I always shake my hand because that's the image I get, the five. And, you know, anybody can be an anchor. And a lot of what we do in the community affects everyone, mm-hmm. I always say.
Sure.
It's not just that we're doing a youth initiative. It balloons out, and the next thing you know, it's really a Hastings initiative because mm-hmm. it involves everyone in the community.
And it bears repeating, we've said this many times in our discussions over the years, but because United Way of Hastings is not part of a broader umbrella organization, the banner campaign money that you use or the donations that you make to United Way of Hastings on your own, that money stays right here in town.
Absolutely.
It doesn't go to a bigger organization where they distribute more. It just mm-hmm. stays right here.
Right, and I think some of the listeners might be surprised just all of the places that those funds end up. You know, we have our internal programs that we manage, you know, Food for Kids and helping kids succeed, and we have a significant contribution to a worker from communities and schools who
right.
is embedded mm-hmm. in the Hastings High School, helping mm-hmm. students achieve their educational goals, but mm-hmm. also just to better their lives and be more successful and prepared to enter the next phase of their lives. So, you know, it really is incredible, the impact that we have, not only our internal programs, but also I think there was about a dozen organizations in our local community that we were
yes.
able to mm-hmm. Send checks to because mm-hmm. of those, you know, partly in relation to the campaign sponsorships that we receive. Some of that money gets turned around and given to other organizations in the community, Boy Scouts and others, mm-hmm. that we can help support in their programming to improve the lives of people in our community as well.
All right. And I don't know if you have any numbers with you, but do you know approximately how many businesses have signed up already?
Yeah, I was looking at that this morning, and I believe we have about 25 banner sponsors.
Sure.
So we need to up that and at least get up to the 50. And there's always, you know, stragglers that come in. So we'll be making calls to businesses this week and next week. And I'll be stepping out to visit with businesses and get out to some of the outlier areas like in Meesville and in mm-hmm. Hampton and New Trier, Vermilion. We don't want to forget about those communities because
right.
we do serve those mm-hmm. communities. So I think overall we have about 40 sponsors that
okay.
are signed up right now.
Sure.
And those are just overall sponsors, the total amount at each level, or the total amount for all the levels. And last year I believe we had about 60
okay.
to 70. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've got some work to do here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, and I think your staff and crew are eminently capable to pull that off.
Yeah, we are.
They do that every year.
We need some more hours in the day, but yeah, exactly. And you know, it's a really a no-brainer for most businesses because
sure.
they typically do have some advertising dollars that are able to be expended for something like this, and it's just a really good opportunity to promote your organization. And what I tell people is that, you know, where can you go and spend this amount of money and get advertising for an entire year, because we also promote their business on our website
sure.
and in our social media
mm-hmm.
for 12 months. So,
well, one of the other interesting things that I've seen with a lot of the, you know, in the business world right now is a lot of, especially the younger generation of workers, they want to be part of a business that is really doing something more. They
sure.
want to be part of
That's
an organization
true.
That is contributing
yeah.
to improving the lives of other people. And so I think that one of the other tangible benefits is for the business owners who are listening is I think their employees are going to feel better about their company knowing that
they're
not just producing a product or giving a service, but that they're actually able to give some of their funds to help support the local community as well.
I know that, well, I understand also that some companies will offer a gift matching service.
Right.
If you have an employee that wants to give to United Way of Hastings up to a certain level,
right.
that business will match that. So.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, that just, you know, it's double the donation.
Right.
It's
yeah.
just wonderful. And it really says a lot about the business, too. And to Matt's point, you know, our younger generation are probably a little bit more They're looking for those type. They're seeking out those types of job opportunities in those organizations,
right,
that provide, you know, a well-rounded environment, yeah, for
sure,
them,
mm-hmm,
and a healthy environment, and to give back. They, like Mike had mentioned, they love to do that. And so, you know, businesses that are seeking employees, I hear that there's a few out there that can't get positions filled.
No.
Think about giving back. That might be,
yeah,
your,
sure,
advertisement, mm-hmm, that might work. Mm-hmm. For some individuals to at least interview with your organization.
Yeah.
And then once we get all the banners allotted, we get them put out and the donations are brought into United Way of Hastings, there is a board of directors that oversees how those funds are used. Mm-hmm. They're very diligent about that. They've been very good at this process. But I believe that there are probably a couple of openings on the board for new members to come in and assist with that. Tell me a little bit about that, Matt.
Yeah, that's right. We have I think it's okay for me to say this. We've got an excellent board. We really do. We've got, mm-hmm,
that's okay, great, to say.
Is that okay?
Yeah. We've got a fun board.
A fun board.
Get involved.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well, yeah, informal and fun.
Yep. And from a lot of different backgrounds, you know, as well. Yeah. And, you know, we meet together and we do. We provide oversight and direction to ensure that United Way is run in a healthy and in, mm-hmm, in the proper way, but also to be ambassadors for the organization and,
right,
to be out in the community and talking about what the organization does and the impact that we have. And it's a lot of fun. I know there's probably a lot of people listening who have that heart. They want to give. They want to, you know, maybe they're involved in their church or, you know, in other kinds of groups, you know, to help give back to the community. But there may be others who are listening who would say, you know, I'm at a stage in my life that I would really love to be able to do something a little bit more. And
sure,
this is a great opportunity. The commitment is not too significant that they wouldn't be able to probably fit it into their lives. But it really is a tremendous opportunity to, you know, to do something that you can really, at the end of a year, end of a couple of years as you served on the board, to look back and realize that you've had an impact in touching a lot of lives in our community. And so absolutely, we've got, you know, we've got a couple openings and, you know, some of those are just because, you know, we've got one exceptional board member who's served us really, really faithfully over the last couple of years and has been promoted in his company and, mm-hmm, is going to be moving out of our local area. And so we do have a couple of spots that are open that we'd really love to talk with people who might be interested. Maybe they just have questions. We'd,
sure,
be really happy to sit down and talk about what that commitment looks like and answer any questions that they have.
And I've probably asked this before, but I'd like to go over it again. Are there any particular, I know there's probably a skill set that you're interested in, but what are kind of some of the requirements for serving on the board?
You know, I think really that, you know, all I think I would say is, you know, a commitment and a heart for the mission and the organization, mm-hmm, you know, that's first and foremost, probably. You know, we really, as a board, and I've had the opportunity to serve on a number of different nonprofit boards in the past, you're really looking for people with a very wide range of backgrounds. You know, some,
sure,
people, you know, you find certain professions, you know, people with a finance background, accounting background, sometimes that can be helpful for some of the financial governance, people who have some marketing expertise, you know, some of those things are helpful as well, obviously. But we're really looking for people, again, who have time and capacity and heart to serve. And I would say whether that's somebody who's retired and, you know, has come out of, you know, maybe years of serving in a business and looking to give back, but somebody who's young as well. We really would like to open it up to have a wide range of representation, because what we see in a board like you'll probably not be surprised, is that diversity of perspectives, I think, really helps us in making decisions. You know,
mm-hmm, sure,
me as a law enforcement professional, as a almost 50 year old, you know,
youngster.
I have a certain,
what is he talking about?
Right. I have a certain perspective and see,
sure,
things,
yes,
a certain way,
mm-hmm,
but, I really benefit from somebody who comes from a very different background and a different place in life to see, mm-hmm, things from a different angle and help us make better decisions.
And that those different inputs into the board, those different perspectives really help to keep the board on an even keel,
right,
I would say.
Yep.
You know, you don't get too tilted to one side or another, and,
right,
you get a better vision for where the organization should be going and what they should be doing.
Absolutely. We want our board members to be the neighbors in the community, our,
yep,
neighbors and business people, faith community, like Matt said, a wide variety of people. We want them to represent you know, our community well. And I don't think I could sum it up any better than Matt did in terms of qualifications.
Sure.
You know, I've had people, you know, tell me, well, I haven't worked at my employer for very long. Do you want someone with a long, you know, a background of work experience? And I say, no, you know, we want to hear about you. We want to hear about your interests. We want this to be a good experience mm-hmm. for you
right.
as a volunteer. I mean, you know, these are very busy people, mm-hmm. Like Matt is today, taking a little bit of time to come in and talk with us here. And everyone has their own, you know, work
sure.
commitments and home commitments and so on. But what are you passionate about?
Right.
And if you are passionate about helping your community or having a voice in your community, if there's something in the community that is lacking that we don't know, are there gaps in the community?
Right.
Are there areas where we need to redirect a little bit and look to solve some of the issues that
sure.
maybe we're facing? We want to hear about all of that, and we want to keep our pulse on those needs in the community.
Right,
because as we talked about in a previous segment, going back to the fentanyl and opioid issues, it snuck in on us,
mm-hmm.
is a good way to put it. We knew that it was possible. We knew it was there. We didn't have any real insight as to how into the community has become.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people living in the community who maybe see something else that needs some attention.
Right.
Absolutely.
And if you get involved, and if you get involved with United Way of Hastings, that's a good way to start shining the light on whatever issue that is.
Yeah.
Right, and that's what United Ways were set up to do,
mm-hmm.
is to maybe not always provide the resources and the services that are needed in the community to solve issues and challenges, but bring people to the table
right.
and get
right.
the discussion and the dialogue going and then put a plan together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I almost feel like we're being proactive with the fentanyl poisoning crisis and getting information out there
mm-hmm.
Because we know that there are many communities that are worse off than
mm-hmm.
us
mm-hmm.
and you know, perhaps by getting more people from the different demographics in the community and talking about this and having it come up for discussion, we can be more proactive and be more on alert
that would
of what's
be,
going on.
That would be a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, though, we are out of time for this segment. I have just enough time to allow you to provide contact information if people have questions or concerns, or once again, if they need help.
Sure. The easiest way to get a hold of me is just go onto our website, and all my contact information is on our website. So you can call, you can email, you can reach out to us through our Facebook page if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
We are available. So, yeah,
and
reach out.
And that website is unitedwayofhastings.org. I would like to thank my guests for this segment. I've had the Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, Mary Mellick. Mary, thank you for your
thank
time.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, KDWA. We really appreciate the time that you afford us to be able to come in here and try to help the community and build more awareness.
That we get the word out. We love helping you tell the story. I would also like to thank the Board President, Matt Hedrick, for his time today. Matt,
thanks,
thank
Mike.
You.
Really appreciate it.
You are listening to KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7, and this has been Community In Depth.